reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but God sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. There are words that we all use often that feel quite abstract, a kind of removed or distant, even harsh, words like justice, like truth. They seem to lack any affective content. Yet we value them highly. We value what they stand for, what they mean. I once heard a talk a long time ago by one of our Irish Dominican brothers in which he used a phrase that has stayed with me all these years. He spoke of the tenderness of truth. That phrase came back to me as I reflected on today's gospel reading from John. We hear from Jesus, "If you remain in my word, you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." As the passage continues, the Jews who heard these words from Jesus took issue with his meanings regarding their freedom and his comments regarding the legitimacy of their claim to be children of Abraham and of God. He had certainly struck a sensitive nerve in them. The exchange we hear between them and Jesus raised that recollection in me of that phrase from my past, the tenderness of truth. And just at that time, I happened upon an article online from America Media by Matt Malone, editor of America Magazine. He writes of an experience from his days as a young Jesuit assigned to pastoral work at a public hospital in Boston, the Shattuck State Hospital, it was called, which he describes as a poor and broken place. There he met a patient named Bernice, a nearly 100-year-old African-American woman, mostly blind, very soft-spoken, yet totally aware. The most striking thing about her, he notes, was her smile. She was always smiling, conveying a sense of inner serenity. The only biographical information he found about her was that, having nowhere else to go, she had lived at the hospital for years. One day, he told one of the nurses that he was always asking Bernice why she seems so happy, why she's always smiling. He had thought how awful for her to be stuck in what he called this crappy hospital for all these years. The nurse looked straight at him, and she said simply, "Bernice knows Jesus." And in case he didn't get it right away, she added emphatically, "Bernice, period, knows, period, Jesus, period." Her smile, in other words, tells the whole story. The story of true discipleship that Jesus spoke of, the story of true freedom that Jesus spoke of, and the story of the tenderness of truth.